T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's been a wild 48 hours for Aaron Rodgers, and that's saying something. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So glad to have you. Perloff, this started as a very ridiculous story coming from the New York Times that Aaron Rodgers, along with Jesse the Body Ventura, was on a short list to become the vice presidential nominee for Robert Kennedy Jr., who's running as a third-party candidate. Okay, so that was kind of fun, and we all poke fun at this, and, oh, Rodgers, you know, could he actually play quarterback and run for vice president and all of that? We did parody videos of his political ads, and we all had a good time. Then we had this interesting kind of out of nowhere report that perhaps he, you know, is a very big conspiracy theorist. We know this about Aaron Rodgers, that perhaps he had played into the Sandy Hook conspiracy theory, which, you know, for many people, I think is a bridge way too far.
Yeah, it's crossing a line.
Yeah, there's just, you know, you want to have fun with the, or whatever, with the moon landing or whatever, and we talk about these things, but, you know, Sandy Hook, 9/11, you know, these are the kinds of things that, you know, are incredibly hurtful to people. It's still very raw for a lot of people, so it's a bridge too far. Now, Rodgers did come out yesterday and said this on social media. As I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected, along with the entire Sandy Hook community. Heart emoji. I was surprised at this tenor and tone from the denial, because Aaron Rodgers we know would have done what? Take out the media. I've never said this. The media is out to get me. You know, Rodgers took a very different tone here, and one that I think de-escalated this to the point where I think we can move past it.
Well, yeah, I think Sandy Hook in particular, that topic, I think even Rodgers, like, you can't be defiant to the media on that one. And actually, I did see a couple videos yesterday. He spoke out a lot in 2012 on the tragedy, so he does have some receipts in that sense. Now, I think he's a much different person in 2024.
Fair.
So I don't know. But you're right. So you think that this was a measured response by him, which implies
keeping it on the table that he might keep this run for vice presidency intact. Like, again, it sounds so ridiculous when it comes out of my mouth, but how he handled this to me implies that, yes, why you would ever double down when these poor people suffered this awful tragedy. I don't know why you would ever do that, but Rodgers can be defiant, especially when it comes to the media. This to me is so, like, it's almost so PR savvy. To me, I think it keeps the possibility that he would enter, that he would run as vice president. I think it keeps it alive.
Yeah, I also think they're probably, and I don't know if he would listen to them, but I think in a normal situation like this, a team would call him and say, "You better issue a statement."
Oh, the Jets?
The Jets.
Jets aren't saying anything.
Yeah, well, a normal team situation would say, "Hey, you better squash this." And even Aaron Rodgers has an agent. I mean, listen, he's not so out there. Even the agents like this, you know, he's got a post playing. The guy wanted to host Jeopardy. You can't have that on your resume. So I understand your logic, and it does make sense that he's trying to keep a vice presidential run alive. But I still think even if his goal is to be Aaron Rodgers football analyst, you can't have this on your your record.
And what's the interesting thing is I think Rodgers being a conspiracy theorist is part of the reason that RFK Jr. has been attracted to him, or why they've been attracted to each other, because RFK Jr. is a conspiracy theorist too. And Rodgers will go out there on the ones that he really believes. And he's not afraid to put it all out there. And again, I think this is part of the appeal in a weird way. It's dangerous. I'm not about it, but I do think that they are kindred spirits in this way, not just vaccine stuff. I think that it's about conspiracy theories. And so anyway, all that to say this, I think it's still on the table.
Yeah.
Now, could he actually do this and still play quarterback for the New York Jets? I mean, where are we with this story? The fact of the matter is, even with the Sandy Hook denial, he is still not denied that he is contemplating this run for vice presidency. We don't have that denial at all. Now, you think it's coming. I'm not so sure.
I'm so sure. I'm looking at how much money he's going to make in 2024 as a quarterback. Maybe I'm reading this wrong.
50. Well, take that out. Take the money out.
But
guys,
no,
he's
but, made $300
million. Actually, dollars.
Way more than that, because it affects his bonus money too. I think he's getting more than 50. There's no way he's going to play football. 50 million. This
you
not
think it's about the money right now for Rodgers? I will 100% staunchly disagree with you on that.
I totally disagree with you. Yeah, that's a lot of money. I don't think anyone's turning out $50 million for a losing vice presidential run.
No, he's made $300 million just from the football. That's not counting the State Farm and all the
he
has.
That's actually like, you know, average two guard in the NBA money. 300 is all you got for me?
Bro,
50 million, that's one. That's 20% of 300.
You can't spend it in a lifetime.
No,
that's
but
what I'm saying.
It's not. No, I think that money means something to him. And also, too, I think he still wants to play football, obviously. So I think he likes having this out there. I agree with you on that. I think it adds to maybe a future political run, or just his mystique, or just he likes attention. All that's true. At the end of the day, I'm sure he's going to say, I'm flattered, but I want to focus on football. Just like this press release he issued yesterday, we're going to get the same press release. I'm flattered by this run, but I want to focus on football. I'm so certain that's what he's going to do.
Okay.
And this is a precursor to the next press release.
So here's a question, and that might be true. When do you think this is coming? Because if you wanted to say I'm flattered, but I'm going to just be the quarterback for the New York Jets, that could have been said at any time this week.
Could it have been? So you're telling me he's going to mid-ayahuasca trip in Costa Rica say that?
Well, somehow he got this, you know, very coherent, cogent Sandy Hook defense out, unless he had nothing to do with it and it was just a PR team.
But that's out of, you said issues. He could issue a statement, but he's not going to say it because he's on vacation.
Okay, but where's the statement?
No, like, I think he likes the VP stuff hanging out there.
I know, and that's what makes Jets fans specifically incensed, because you like this and you're doing it for your own personal reasons when you've called out the whole team for causing distractions.
Jets fans, grow up. You know you want him on the field.
Well, that's fine, because they're desperate and they definitely want him.
Yeah.
But again, he's making people twist in the wind simply for a stunt. If you don't think this is ever true, he's keeping Jets fans twisting in the wind on this.
I don't think it's just a stunt. I think there's a lot of benefits to being on a vice presidential ticket. You know, you're setting yourself up for who knows what. You could be a future political candidate. You could be on boards. You could be a businessman. I think it's not just a stunt. I think he does like this. I think this is very important to him. But I do think at the end of the day, he's going to deny it and go back on the football field.
Okay, but think about what you said. This is all just good for him,
yeah.
Him. All about him. When he's out there preaching team, we've all got to do this at the team, and everyone else fall in line with the Jets, including people in the front office, whoever's leaking stories to reporters. You guys all fall in line, but I can be out here trying to set myself up for a future political career, a future business career, when, quite frankly, he's the last person who actually needs the publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already more famous than basically anybody in the NFL outside of Tom Brady. And Travis Kelce, I guess, at this point. If he is indeed doing this just for his own gain, I mean, it is beyond selfish.
Have you been paying attention to Aaron Rodgers? Of course.
Nobody loses credibility. You're saying he gains it.
No. Nobody thinks that he has not been about Aaron Rodgers. You know why he wanted to host Sports Jeopardy? Or Jeopardy, rather.
Yeah.
Because he wants to be the smartest person in the room. And there's nobody
Definitely.
Smarter than Alex Trebek. He wants to have all
the
answers.
The answers,
right. He wants to be the guy who knows it all. And being on a vice presidential ticket although he's not going to be, just being floated out there as a potential vice presidential candidate makes him the smartest person in the room. So he loves that. That doesn't mean, listen, this ship has sailed about him being a team first, normal guy in a locker room. He's not 25-year-old Aaron Rodgers taking over for Brett Favre. That's long gone. If I'm a Jets fan, all I want is a healthy Rodgers. I don't care if he's running for vice president. I don't even care if he's out on the campaign trail. If that guy can stay healthy, the bar for what you expect out of quarterback play on the New York Jets is so low that he can easily pass it. I don't even care if he's actually vice president. If he's in the White House, he could still be way better than Zach Wilson was last year.
Imagine you're one potential, you know, God forbid, a bullet, a heart attack, whatever. You're one event away from being the most powerful person in the free world.
Yeah.
But you've got to put that aside because you got a big Thursday night game against the Browns coming up. Like, this just doesn't, it's crazy. And I still think the door's open. I know, as wild as that says, I think he's leaving the door open. And I don't know. Rodgers is a weird guy.
Donald Trump lived in New York when he was in the president. So why can't Aaron Rodgers do that? What does a vice president do? This is easy. In fact, I think he's more focused as vice president if he wins. If the Rodgers RFK Jr. ticket wins, I still think, even if he, you know, the key right now for Jets fans is get that dude healthy and on the field. Forget the vice president stuff. Forget the ayahuasca.
He's not
Don't listen to him on Pat McAfee. None of that matters. You just need to get him healthy and playing football, and everything will be fine.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Yes, Jets fans, if he wanted to deny this and if he wanted to say thanks but no thanks to RFK, he would have done it already. And the fact that, I don't care if he's on vacation. The PR team was, the crisis team came together to put something, a tweet about Sandy Hook, which they had to do, by the way. He could also just the same deny this thing. And he's not doing it.
Yeah. Well, the idea that, like, there's no consequences for him potentially being a presidential, vice presidential candidate and trying to still play football, is ludicrous to me.
What consequence do you want?
Team building not happening, distractions continuing, which he says is a problem. Not we all know it is already because it's the Jets, but he is saying it's a problem. Distractions continuing, gaining more chemistry with your teammates, all those things. If you come on the campaign trail during training camp, campaign trail during weeks of the season. And the other thing I'll say as well is this idea that, well, Jets fans, you have bad quarterback play, so just shut up and take Aaron Rodgers being a complete lunatic. No, he said Super Bowl. He said
multiple.
The Lombardi Trophy is lonely at one Jets drive, whatever it's called. Okay? He says that. I can't expect my quarterback, who says that we're going to win a Super Bowl, or that's the goal, to also be saying, well, you know, I want to be a vice president, and EJ, I can do those things, both of those things. It is ridiculous.
I think he's got new goals now. And the Lombardi Trophy line was always dumb. That was always a dumb line. He should have never said it.
It was so dumb, I ignored it. I'm a Jets fan, and my thing last year was like, hey, I just want to make the playoffs. Like, we haven't been any good. Like, the Super Bowl, there's a lot of great teams in the AFC. But you can't be the guy saying all this stuff of being Mr. Team Guy and Mr. We're going to have his ultimate goal, winning a championship, and then be flirting with a vice presidency. And even if you're saying, okay, well, he wants to do it for himself for 20 years from now, well, get off my team. I don't care what you want to do 20 years from now. What does that do for me? What does that do for Garrett Wilson? What does that do for Sauce Gardner? That does nothing for them. Him saying that I want to be a political candidate and if I get my name out there, I'll be good in 10 years when I want to run, that does nothing for those guys in the locker room. And yes, that causes problems.
Oh, it definitely does.
Yeah, but so do you want him to leave? Or would you cut him? You would cut him.
Yes. I've said that on the show. Get him out.
So who starts at quarterback week one?
Go get Justin Fields. Go get Justin Fields. Ooh.
Justin Fields with Nathaniel Hackett is a disaster.
Well, no, I would have fired Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, well, he's got
to
go, too.
Unfortunately, I'm not Woody Johnson. I don't have billions to own the team. But so, go get Justin Fields.
This, you're getting to a second step. Now you also have to fire Nathaniel Hackett. Are you firing Saleh? What are you? So
well,
you get rid of Rodgers.
I would have fired Saleh. So this whole Jet thing, you're asking questions. I'm like, well, look, I would have fired Robert Saleh after last season. Because he's shown now for 3-4 years he's not a good coach.
He's not a good coach.
I would have fired Nathaniel Hackett midseason because he showed he couldn't call plays. And I would have got rid of Aaron Rodgers, so I have no problem getting rid of Hackett because Aaron Rodgers has shown that he's now an injury risk and that he's not serious about football.
Well, if he comes back and they win football games next year, you can't be on board.
No, That's ridiculous. I mean,
you're saying get rid of him now. You can't turn around and say, oh, he's awesome if he is, which seems unlikely now. They go 12-5 with Aaron Rodgers.
You have to at least admit
you were wrong then.
Of course I'm mad. That's the one thing about me. I will never not admit that I was wrong about Aaron Rodgers. And what's unfortunate is I was wrong about Aaron Rodgers. Because last year I said, you know what? Aaron Rodgers is showing a different side of himself. He seems to be all about the team. He got hurt. I said, you know what? That's unfortunate. But hopefully he'll still be around the team and be a good leader. And he wasn't. I was wrong about him last year. And I'm telling you now. That's why I'm saying I saw what I saw last year. Get him out.
EJ, when are you going to give up on the Jets? You know when people are drowning and you hear at the very end a calm peace comes over you?
Don't do it, bro.
That's your football fandom, dude. You get to the peace. Just stop fighting.
Not everyone's a bandwagon.
No, come on. Yeah, but not everybody's a Jets fan. I mean, this is the worst franchise over the last 20 years. Come on, give up, dude. You're taking this way too seriously. Of course Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are a joke.
Well, they won seven games last year.
This is a bad franchise, historically.
Oh, well, the franchise, of course, they always find a way to be the story. Whether they're relevant football-wise or irrelevant football-wise, they always find a way to be the story in the center of attention or weird headlines and stuff like that. This is just the latest. I mean, this one really could be on the Mount Rushmore of weird Jet stuff. The fact that
it's a crowded mountain, I'm telling you,
it's a high bar. But I think the Jets may have just cleared it. The future Hall of Fame quarterback you brought in to be the mercenary, you know, get you to the Super Bowl is now contemplating a run for a vice presidency of a third party candidate who's a little screws loose.
Yeah.
And they're both screws loose.
Man, I'd like to see that Mount Rushmore of weird Jets story. Does Rex's foot thing make that Mount Rushmore?
I think it might.
I don't even know if it does.
I think the head coach not denying, we're talking about denials, not denying that he has a foot fetish and, in fact, leaning into it probably makes the Mount Rushmore.
I feel like this should be a task for maybe the great people lie next to me for maybe next segment or sometime in the show to have a Jets Mount Rushmore.
Only the off-the-field stuff that's the circus.
Oh, wait, butt fumble is on the field.
For sure.
Well, butt fumble's on the field.
I think that happens. I think it could be on the field, too.
Okay, the butt fumble also
Butt fumble's happened once in NFL history.
It was butt fumble that also resulted in a pick six.
I will say, I think Adam Gase's introductory press conference is on that list.
See, I don't love that one because he can't help how his eyes look. That's mean.
But it led to a disaster. Well, I mean, he was a total joke.
How about Peyton Manning putting the call in for Adam Gase, and then he ends up becoming one of the worst coaches in the history of a franchise? Which is saying something because you had Rich Kotite, and it's the second time that Peyton Manning screwed you over.
If we're really going to do this, we're going to need a bigger boat, people. I mean, this is going to take all day.
More rocks, more mountains.
Yeah. Can we get to a different Dakota?
I think Aaron Rodgers running for vice president is borderline. Him being vice president would definitely make the Mount Rushmore.
He actually has to get in the White House.
Yeah, I think he has to get in the White House to beat out the other guys on the team.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. See, you guys on the phones here want to weigh in on some of these things. Let's just take a quick one. Chris is in Oregon. We were talking about the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh, not to completely take a left turn. We were talking about the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh and the expectations for them to win right away. Chris, good morning. What do you think?
I think Jim Harbaugh coached at Stanford and used Andrew Luck out of his mind. He went to the 49ers where he really didn't have a top-tier quarterback. He really didn't have that at Michigan. So to think that he's not going to use a top-tier quarterback is just out of line.
He's not going to have the pass attempts. I'm not saying he's not going to be good, Chris, but he's not going to have the pass attempts. You know, he likes a more run-heavy offense.
Well, that's not how it worked at Stanford with Andrew Luck.
Did Luck have huge, huge numbers at Stanford? I would double-check that. I could be wrong.
Come on, man. He's an All-American 2 years in a row, and he was projected, even in his junior year, to be the first pick overall, and then he came back for his senior year. Luck was out of his mind. The bowl game Andrew Luck played in, he picked his opponents apart, man. That was the whole game Andrew Luck winning that bowl game. So, yeah, I think Jim Harbaugh knows how to use a quarterback. Jim Harbaugh was a quarterback. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Well, Chris,
it'll be a shame. I'll tell you what. It'll be a shame because that's what happened to the Ducks quarterback. Come on, at the Chargers.
Justin Herbert.
Oregon.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah, he didn't get used at Oregon.
They threw bubble screens every play.
Well, that's the thing, Chris. Yeah, I think that Jim Harbaugh only wants to – I think he wants to team up with Herbert because of Herbert's ability to be explosive as a passer.
Yeah, but, I mean, J.J. McCarthy was one or two or three. He was supposed to be the superstar quarterback, and he kind of always kept the handcuffs on him.
Well,
yeah, we'll see.
I know.
I don't know, man.
No, I think
he'll
be in stream, sure.
Appreciate it. Good call.
No, Justin Herbert's going to be, this is going to get Justin Herbert to the Super Bowl. This is the best thing that ever happened to him. Just don't expect him to be flinging it all over the field. That is not Jim Harbaugh. He is a tough, he wants a physical team. That's all he talks about. And I think just, yeah, it's going to be great, but it's not going to be spread. It's not going to be all over the place at all.
It might not be. I'm trying to think. Wasn't Michael Crabtree was a 1,000-yard receiver with Kaepernick still, though, wasn't
he? Well, I saw Kaepernick and Alex Smith in the years that they threw for about 3,300 yards. They were definitely in the bottom half of the league in passing yards. I mean,
and honestly, the league has changed in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but Harbaugh obviously hasn't. I mean, college football has changed 20 times more. It's the most vertical, wide-open passing game ever, and he's like, I'm going to hand the ball off almost every play.
Gary's in Jacksonville. Hey, Gare.
Good morning, Maggie. Andrew, how are you?
We're doing great. What's on your mind this morning?
A couple of things. Don't you know Maggie and Aaron's little world? Everyone's allowed to be a distraction but him.
Of course. Rodgers can, you know.
Different rules. Yeah.
And the other things, guys, what about what my Dolphins have done in free agency? You look at Jordan Poyer and add Kendall Fuller to that secondary to go with Devon Holland and Jalen Ramsey. You look at Jordan Brooks, Shaq Barrett. They added a center. They got a tight end didn't get you 700-800 yards. Considering, guys, they were underwater cap-wise going in. Mm-hmm. The job that Chris Greer has done. I know they lost Chris Wilkins, but they're not going to pay Hunt $20 million a year. He's not worth $20 million a year as a guard. They utilized the money that they would have had to pay Chris Wilkins. And look at what they added, guys, to that team.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's Gary, thank you for the phone call. You hate to lose Wilkins. Did you see his press conference with the Raiders, by the way?
No, I
didn't. Later. That guy's nuts.
I just feel like the Dolphins were injured last year, and Jordan Poyer, I mean, for example, I think they had to bargain shop on defense, and I worry, are they going to be able to stay healthy at the end of the day?
The big question, are they actually going to hand two of the contract?
Yeah.
Do they make the long-term commitment? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Okay, we continue. Hey, Grainers. Perloff hitting you with an against the grain this morning. We've got that. Coming up later in the show, Rex Chapman is going to join us, has written an unbelievable book, and obviously a former Kentucky great and played in the NBA for nearly a decade, a social media star as well. And then later on in the show, the one and only Ian Eagle, who will be calling the Final Four and the National Championship game this year on the men's side, taking over for Jim Nantz. He will join us later in the show as well. Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio. Okay, we interrupt the regularly scheduled program to bring you the Mount Rushmore of Jets embarrassments. We will get back to sports in just a moment, but Pete Bilotti has come up with his Mount Rushmore of Jets controversies / embarrassments on the heels of Aaron Rodgers. Well, everything.
Well, yes. Two honorable mentions. We'll go to the John Isdick GM reign, which was 2 years, where all his draft picks were gone by 2020. and Adam Gase, his whole tenure, including his press conference. Those are two honorable mentions.
Wait, didn't John Isdick have 13 draft picks 1 year and select all 13 of them?
Yes.
That's not how you work the draft, dude.
To defend Isdick, is he any worse than the other GMs that are you're probably going to list right now?
You can't pick a player that he selected that impacted the organization.
No one
in
got
a
second contract.
Way. Right.
No one got a second contract.
You can't unless you're the next GM or Mick Agnew. But anyway, go ahead.
So let's go. We'll start with Aaron Rodgers as a VP.
Yeah.
This is something that the Jets needed to handle right when it came out, and they didn't. So they let it sit.
Shocker.
And now this is where it is. It's all awkward. We'll go to the Rex Ryan foot fetish. Glad he has his likes and dislikes, but I didn't need to hear about it. and the way that we did. Also, the Bill Belichick one day as head coach, that was completely botched.
That from, was good.
From all parties.
Yep.
And it should have been a thing where Belichick should have taken a job from the beginning.
I think that cursed you guys, by the way, if you not to jump in. It feels like everything since then has been wild.
Well, we all know, and the reason was because the ownership change was there, and we didn't know who the GM was going to be. The owner was going
to
be. That's why
to
he
be
didn't
fair,
take
you
it.
Were picking between Woody Johnson and James Dolan. So
right.
Congrats.
I think he thought
the lesser of two evil.
I think he thought it was going to be the latter too. So, and finally, 1983's NFL draft.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Quarterbacks on the board.
That's not
including
fair.
Including one, Dan Marino, sitting right there for the Jets to take, and they take Ken O'Brien, who was good, but not Dan Marino.
It's a good Mount Rushmore. Can we also add quickly to the Rex Ryan foot fetish that he has a tattoo of his wife wearing nothing but a Mark Sanchez jersey?
I was trying to avoid that.
That's something he got in permanent ink on his body. And we do a lot of show bets around here, so I'm assuming he lost one.
Did he end up changing the color of the jersey when he went to the Bills? I feel like I remember that.
I think he made it a Bills jersey.
He made it a blue jersey, so it looked kind of like a Bills jersey.
Yeah, that didn't help either.
I would just say Ken O'Brien making two Pro Bowls. Maybe keep that one off there. A lot of people miss Marino.
Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer. That is not coming off that list.
But he didn't do much against the Jets in his career, did he?
Don't bring up the fake spike. Also, the Belichick cursing the Jets is probably good because he won six Super Bowls, too. So it's not just he wasn't coaching the team, and he won six Super Bowls in the place he went.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of the most famous napkins in sports.
It is. Tim Tebow coming in. Bring him in for nothing.
Well, you had the Geno Smith getting punched out.
Oh, Geno getting punched in the face. That didn't make it?
No.
Wow.
No. Did not make it. Could have made it.
Over $500.
Yeah.
Like I said, we could have another Rock that has another Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, right.
I know we have a bracket challenge, and we probably wouldn't do a Jets bracket challenge for national radio, but you could do a Jets bracket challenge of just ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson dating his mom's friend and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Getting called out by his ex-girlfriend. Oh, it's so good. Bogus is here. Top of the morning to you.
With
your Lucky Charm shirt.
The only thing that took longer than diagnosing Gerrit Cole's right elbow injury in baseball was IDing Shohei Ohtani's wife, but we now have that answer as well. The Dodgers star recently married Mamiko Tanaka. A picture of the couple as the Dodgers left for South Korea was posted yesterday, allowing many people to figure out who she is. Ohtani had called her a, quote, normal Japanese woman when he announced their marriage. And maybe that's true in general, but she's also 5'11 and plays for the Japanese national basketball team, and she's a shooter, like Steph Curry, knocking down threes, going back to play D before the ball's through the rim because she knew it was going in. That's not normal.
Wow. Does she have the mouthpiece that she also is chewing on?
Didn't notice that.
Wait, no. First of all, this is amazing. She's an athlete is not that shocking, right? Athletes finding each other for love. But I can't imagine the amount of hot water you'd be in. Never describe your wife as just a normal woman.
Well, yeah.
Don't do that, guys. Like, I guess Shohei gets away with it. I don't know if the customs are different in Japan, but if you are like, oh, what's your life like? Ah, she's a typical American woman. Yeah. Like, that's not gonna fly. Yeah. Nah, she could have been anyone. Honestly, and I don't even know. And if she leaves, it'll just be someone else. Yeah, right. just mother of my children. Well, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Cindy over
roommate.
Here.
So, wait. Do you... In an interpersonal basis, when I compliment my wife over the top, it's ridiculous. You know, she's the most gorgeous, smartest.
Yeah, keep saying it. Just keep saying it.
So,
too hot for us.
As a wife, you buy all that stuff?
Just keep lying to me.
Oh, you'd rather be lied to.
Just tell me. My husband tells that stuff all the time. It's amazing. You know, I'm so lucky. Just keep it coming, guys.
What if he said, you're in the 85 percentile of women's looks?
I looked you up.
Do you have to be 100?
Scan your face and other assets the you other have, day, and you're around, I don't know, 70th percentile.
The other day, I complimented Gisele Bündchen, and my wife says, oh, so that's your type. I'm like, what? It's Gisele Bündchen. She was the most beautiful woman. Yeah.
You're my type.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, so I was very confused.
There aren't certain celebrities that, like, I'm not saying, I'm not going far as hall pass, but there aren't certain celebrities in your relationships where you're like, oh, yeah, I get it. Because, like, for my girlfriend, it's like, she loves Channing Tatum. I'm like, yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, but the women are allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say that.
No, but she knows how much I love Anne Hathaway. And she's like, yeah, Anne Hathaway is awesome. Anne Hathaway is.
Did you just eek?
That's your celebrity. Are you actually serious, Perloff?
Anne Hathaway.
I have to throw her an elbow, but
I'm a huge Anne Hathaway fan. But that's your one celebrity crush.
Anne Hathaway's awesome,
huh? I know, EJ. Listen, you're have your tastes and your people.
Anne Hathaway.
She's a great actress.
No, I don't think people. She's not like
Sydney Sweeney.
A model.
Kate Upton.
She's an actor. She's not a model. So yeah. That's...
No, I know, but I'm saying... But Channing Tatum's not a model. He's an actor.
Anne Hathaway could probably model. She's very pretty. Yeah. But it's just unusual crush in the year 2024.
I was 11 when Princess Diaries came out? I mean, it makes sense.
I'm amazed you can get away with that, though, because my wife openly told me she'd leave me for the star of the new show, Shogun, on FX. She's like, that guy...
What is that show, by the way?
I heard it's awesome.
It's unbelievable. It's a movie. Yeah. But she's like, yeah, I mean, I have a crush on him. And I'm like, yeah, of course you do. I can't say that even about Giselle. What about that? Is your husband allowed to say this actress?
We don't talk about it very much, but I know he's got good eyesight, and I know.
He's not blind?
Yes, I'm not married to a blind man, so I understand that he would have this. We don't actually talk about that stuff.
What if he said, hey, let's all stay up and watch the Sydney Sweeney SNL show, and he hasn't wanted to watch SNL in 7 years? Oh. Would that cause a problem?
No, I showed him the photo. I was like, look at this. He's like, I wonder why she has to feel like she has to put him out there like that. Like, my husband is more of a feminist than I am.
Oh, yeah, to you. To you.
Yes, I'm not checking his text threads.
On the side, he's like, bro, did you see Sydney Sweeney?
No, the best is like, I'm like, did you see this? And I'll be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Very good acting skills.
Yeah, what was that? There was a meme out where somebody was interviewing her. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, and she's basically just throwing it out there and he's trying to look her in the eye. That is every male shout. Okay, so this is good to know. This is good information.
Pete wants to know exactly the date and a YouTube link, if you wouldn't mind just sending it over.
Your advice to all men is keep lying.
Just keep, hopefully it's not a lie. It's not that much of a stretch. But, keep telling your wife how lucky you are, how beautiful she is. And also, how lucky you are and how beautiful she is and what a great person / mother that usually, if that applies.
So you have to say you're more beautiful than Giselle, you're a better person than Mother Teresa, and you're smarter than Stephen Hawking. That's the expectation in my house.
Yeah. I see no problems there. Just don't say she looks like Stephen Hawking.
I said you're better looking than Stephen Hawking.
You're not as good of a person as Giselle. Get him straight.
Yeah.
Using Mother Teresa and Stephen Hawking in your pillow talk might be why you're having all those elbow issues.
Yes, that's not going to be. And then I don't know.
Get me in the mood.
Yeah.
Women have told me Stephen Hawking's kind of sexy and... Oh, no, it'd be smart. No. Stephen Hawking, by the way, have you ever seen the movie about him? He was dated beautiful women, just so we're clear about that. Yeah. With Eddie Redmayne.
I'm trying to save myself here. People are attracted to brains.
Yeah. Women. Smart people do very well. Albert Einstein probably slayed.
I'm sure.
He's just fighting them off.
Where do you think he got E equals MC squared? Yeah. Between the sheets. Energy equals mass times friction. Why do you think his hair looked like that? He was always climbing out of bed. He's Albert Einstein.
That was bedhead. For another reason, he's just afternoon delight and just roll out of bed. I thought it was because all the electricity in his love life is making his hair stand up.
If you're out at a bar and Albert Einstein shows up, you're telling me there's not some girl there who's like, this is going to make a great story. I'm going home with that dude.
That's why I asked you guys yesterday about the Notre Dame mascot.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that guy getting chicks? And it's just because for the story.
It is a great story.
But does he have to go out in the costume, or does he walk around in normal clothes? You're like, hey, that's Todd, the mascot.
Got to be in the costume, right?
Got to be the costume. Yeah. And the costume's got to be a part of the situation. Yeah. You got to defile the costume. Yeah.
And you need your roommate to say, did you sleep with a leprechaun last night?
No, it didn't happen unless you have a selfie of yourself wearing the hat.
Oh, yeah.
It's called trophies, guys. Receipts, trophies, whatever.
Yeah, you have to verify that guy's a real redhead, right? I don't know. What?
That hole's about 7 feet now.
You guys hear about the Bears made a trade last night, getting Caleb Williams some kind of help, sending a fourth-round pick to the Chargers for Keenan Allen.
Really?
The 31-year-old receiver wouldn't take a pay cut with a $12 million cap hit plus a $5 million roster bonus due someday.
Wow.
He just caught a career-high 108 passes for 1,200 yards and 7 scores. New Texans running back Joe Mixon gets a 3-year extension, $13 million guaranteed, and the Packers are re-signing running back A.J. Dillon. Good thing none of us are the Sixers or their fans, because the collapse continued last night.
Dame Lillard the other way. He's at the top of the circle. He's matched up by Harris. Dribbling between his legs with 10 to shoot. He'll send it out to Lopez. Fires away from 3, and he splashes it down. Brook Lopez. Another splashdown for Splash Mountain. He's got five big threes tonight.
That's Dave Kane on Bucks Radio Philly, a 114-105 loss in Milwaukee. They are now seventh in the East in the play-in, a half game behind the Pacers. The Celtics clinching their playoff spot, the first team to do so, with a 127-112 home win over the Suns. Jaylen Brown scored 37, 26 for Jason Tatum, 31 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the Thunder's 126-119 home win over the Mavs. Men's college hoops, Pitt keeping itself very much in the bubble conversation with an 81-69 win over Wake Forest. The Panthers reaching the ACC semis for the first time since 2014. DePaul hiring former Ohio State head coach Chris Holtman for that same position a month after the Buckeyes fired him. Fired yesterday were OK State's Mike Boynton and Vandy's Jerry Stackhouse. And on ice, Austin Matthews hit the speed limit last night in Philly.
Matthews will drop it back for Riley, who finds Labushkin, who gets it ahead. Labushkin was filled in, and now Matthews works in with a shot and scores! Austin Matthews is back!
That's Joe Bowen on Leafs Radio. Goal number 55 for Matthews in a 6-2 victory over the Flyers. He is the first Leaf with two 55-goal campaigns. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thank you so much. I'm told someone has some trivia for us. Ooh. We're going to get to that in just a moment. 855-212-4CBS. Do not move. Maggie and Perloff. Also, Perloff going against the grain in just moments. We do all of that for you. Hang tight. It's Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Against the grain.
Okay. Everyone's talking about Caleb Williams. They got Keenan Allen in Chicago. I assume he'll go number one to Chicago. But we have a new favorite to be number two, and that is Jaden Daniels out of LSU. Has surpassed Drake May in the Vegas odds for number two. I'll tell you right now, if I can bet on this, I'm betting Jaden Daniels, not Caleb Williams, wins Rookie of the Year.
Oh.
First of all, this is pretty obvious. The starting argument is Caleb Williams going to the Bears. No Bears quarterbacks are good. That's a fact that is immutable. Has never changed since Sid Gilman or Sid Luckman or one of the Sids. They have not had a good quarterback. So we'll take Caleb out. So now really Jaden's competing with Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix might be really good. But Jaden Daniels, first of all, is awesome. I think people forget about how good he was last year already. I'm hearing, oh, maybe he's too skinny. You know what? It didn't stop him in college, and he took massive hits all the time, including one that you thought would have ended his season when Alabama's Dallas Turner almost took his head off. So he's tough. I think he's going to play a full schedule, and he's really a dual threat. Like, there is nothing about him that he's a great passer, and he is ridiculous when he runs. He's so fast. He's hard to tackle. Reminds me a lot of Randall Cunningham back with the Eagles because he's got these long strides. He's also in a good spot here. Washington's had a good, despite what you guys say, a good offseason. They made a lot of smart signings. The new GM, Adam Peters, really good. He's thrown to Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Jamison Crowder. They signed Zach Ertz, a little old. Austin Eckler, the new running back, to me is perfect for a rookie quarterback. That means yards. That dude will give a quarterback just 50 yards off the bat by doing nothing. So he's going to have great stats in Washington. They have a relatively easy schedule. I don't know if they win a ton of games, but I think he is going to be a little bit like C.J. Stroud, last year's number two pick, and that'll have good stats. I don't think the team's going to be as good as Houston is, and that their schedule's not that easy. Houston's schedule was insane last year. So I think Jaden Daniels is perfectly set up to be a star and rookie of the year. And I honestly, I think he's also a great quarterback. So that's my main reason that I think he'll win rookie of the year. But the setup is also perfect, much better than Caleb Williams' setup.
It's you're making me think here. Jaden Daniels as the rookie of the year over Caleb Williams. That's Perloff's Against the Grain for today. I guess here's my question. Defensive head coach, how conservative are they maybe going to be?
I mean, Cliff is not conservative. He's
Cliff
that Barry. Dude. That dude can not do a lot of things as a head coach, but he has been a good play caller at times. He can spread it out perfectly for this kind of quarterback. Feels like this is a perfect match for Cliff Kingsbury, even more so than Kyler Murray in Arizona, because Jaden Daniels, you look at his numbers at LSU, he would throw for 200 yards and run for 200 yards in a half.
Yeah.
I mean, he can do it all. So I think that this is just ideal.
Those hits are going to be a lot more punishing in the NFL.
Yes. But then again,
he is actually kind of skinny. I mean, not Bryce Young, but he's skinny.
I was there. We all said the same thing about Lamar Jackson, saying there's no way that will translate to the NFL because
he got hurt a lot.
Yeah, but he was pretty successful off the bat. I mean, he sat his first year most of the year, but I don't think he's been hurt that much. We thought he was too skinny to do all that in the NFL, and that's not been the case.
I know, but up until this last season, the last 3 years before that, he'd missed time all at the end of the year.
He'd already won an MVP.
I get that, but
I'm not saying Jaden Daniels will have 8 years of sustained non-injury success. I think he could put up a huge season. And also, I like Washington. I can't believe I'm saying this. I like kind of everything they've done. They're not going to win 12 games now. But I think that Josh Harris, a new owner, probably is I know he did the interviews and you hate that, Maggie.
Yeah.
But Adam Peters has been able to make a lot of moves here. And they're all low, you know, kind of smaller names like Frankie Louvu, a linebacker. Guys like that nobody really knows.
Bobby Wagner and Clelin Farrell.
It's not even those guys. It's like Nick Allegretti, left guard. They have a lot of guys that you don't know their names who seem like quality players. I really like it. I think Jaden Daniels is going to hit it immediately.
All right, that's Perloff's Against the Grain. Agree, disagree, 855-212-4CBS. I'm still going to go with Caleb Williams is going to get Rookie of the Year.
Penix, if he's with the Raiders. Let's go. Devontae Adams, that's another strong competition.
Let's go to our pal, Big Friendly, is in California. Hey, Big Friendly.
Hey, good morning, Magazine Malone, Perloff, 411, the body, EJ, the EP. Forgive me, I'm a little under the weather.
I'm sorry about that. Hopefully you'll feel better soon.
Yeah, it's just a viral thing going around Northern California. But I had a question. Since you guys are great sports minds, I had a college question for you guys.
It's a trivia question? What?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
University of Cal State Long Beach. What do they different from than every college teams in college sports besides championship? They're the only team that has this. What are they different than?
Which team? You said Long Beach?
Long Beach State.
What? What are they?
What makes them different than every other team in college sports?
Yes, and they're the only team in sports that have this.
Gosh, I don't even have the slightest idea. I'm thinking something mascot oriented.
There
you go. You're getting warmer.
Who?
Oh, is it some kind of a marine animal?
Oh, is it a live animal near a basketball court?
No. Go back to the mascot, the different in mascots.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Long Beach State is known as the Long Beach State 49ers. Every single team besides the baseball team, they're the Long Beach Dirtbags.
Wait, they're the Dirtbags and then they're the 49ers. They're both.
Yeah, so their volleyball team, their basketball team.
I have heard of the Dirtbags, actually. I have heard about that. Yeah. The baseball team, right?
Yes, ma'am. The Giambi brothers. They're the last team to take us to the World Series.
Yeah, I do remember the Dirtbags. I do remember that. But I didn't know about the 49ers, too. It's not bad trivia, Big Friendly. Thank you so much. And
now, Maggie, before you cut me off, real quick. Maggie, I'm giving you guys a poem. And Proloff, I got your rap. I'm just getting over this bad thing. But Magsy, I've given you the big game update. I have it. I'm just getting over this.
Listen, you take your time. You take your time. We want you healthy first and foremost. That's always the number one thing, friendly. And then when you're good and ready, give us a call back. You know our number.
I know, but real quick, Maggie, real quick. I got to give you this real quick. I've given you a rap. I've given you a poem. I've given you a riddle. I've given dating advice. There's not an onion out there with more layers than Big Friendly. Okay? You guys have a great day, and thank you for the time.
Big Friendly, you're the best. To be fair, the dating advice was a picnic in a van, which I don't think every man can pull off. It's a hard, that is a hard one. I'm going to tell you, Big Friendly might have some, he's got some extra riz. It's the charisma that he has. For most men, I would not suggest taking a woman out to a date in a picnic lunch in your van.
No.
Don't do that. But Big Friendly can get away with it because he's got some je ne sais quoi.
Okay, so Long Beach State is a dirtbags. There's anteaters out there too, right? Who's the anteaters? Santa Barbara.
Irvine.
The banana slugs.
I saw last night Long Beach State played Riverside, which are the Highlanders. What the heck are these names? What? These are not California things.
I love it. Let's go to Kai, who's in Boise. Hey, Kai.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you? Good morning.
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Cool. Yeah, good job on Big John. What's his name? Big Friendly. Yeah,
oh, he's
good on him.
He's the best.
But I've been a part of the jungle since '98. Big Romy fan.
Gotcha.
So you guys were always followed, and you guys do an amazing job right off the gate. As far as everything else, I've been following you since M&J and McLovin, DP show. Big ups.
Awesome.
But my main question for you guys was, as far as Giselle, I would have to follow Big Family and say Maggie's just her charisma and her whole attitude persona is what makes females more beautiful, if you know what I mean. And following that, the Sacramento Kings stomped on, my mom was in NorCal, so I follow them regularly. I want to see what your guys' input is on the Kings, coming through and getting up into, you know, a top 8-6. Anyways, other than that, you guys rock.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the compliments. Many people tell me that it's my charisma that separates me from Giselle. Yes. If I hear that one more time today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.